conditions in the swell at the time. It was blowing about a force 5, 4, 6. It was a fairly heavy swell. We attached the toe. The toe subsequently broke. The toe broke a further 9 times. We needed some more assistance, so we called for a second lifeboat. So the Portrush lifeboat was launched. We also have a relief lifeboat here in Buncrana at the moment, so that was subsequently launched too. The Coast Guard then tasked the helicopter. The helicopter came on scene in case the crew of the boat needed to be evacuated. The tide turned then and took a tremendous amount of effort to try and pull the boat up the swell because she was loaded with crab. We were only making about half a mile an hour. The mechanic on the boat managed to get the boat started again, so she, on her own power then, she got into Rathmullen, and we stood down there about 12 o'clock last night.
Somewhat ironic, perhaps, that as you were involved in saving lives on Lough Swilly in Port Salon, a plaque was unveiled commemorating the greatest loss of life in the seas off Donegal with the HMS Saldanha.
Well, that was originally what we were doing. We were down there honouring the people that lost their lives down there when we were tasked to that call at the mouth of the Swilly.
Perhaps no harm at a time like this just to reflect on the work being done on the water by the lifeboat crews and the coordination of the Coast Guard Service, and to point out that this is the sort of thing we're talking about when we talk about that Malin Head debate.
It's a huge, huge thing having Malin Head there. You know, they have the local knowledge, they understand, they know how the currents are going to behave. When you see a certain name or a place, you know, it automatically registers with them. They don't have to look it up. You know, it's huge commitment, huge effort.